You're listening to Rhema for Today.
First of all, number one, he had a definite method in his ministry. You notice that? I said he had a definite method in his ministry. He had a definite method and order in the performance of his ministry. Number one, teaching. Number two, preaching. Number three, healing. That's the order.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And so the S-U-N of righteousness wants to shine into our lives and into our hearts to drive out darkness, to drive out sin, to drive out sickness, to drive out disease. And he's always there, and he never changes. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same. Well, you see, he's that Son of Righteousness. We could put it this way, the Son of Righteousness the same. The Son of Righteousness the same. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forever. Well, just like the natural sun's always there. Why is it shining in? Because you've got something there between the sun and you. And so it is in the spiritual realm. Many times we have to remove whatever that is that's darkened our skies, that's hid from our view, the Son of Righteousness. Praise God, just get it out of the way, and he'll shine in. Open wide the doors, the windows of your heart, of your being, so to speak, to him. And if they're already open, then throw them open wider. Praise God. Amen. Better still, just step right out of yourself into Christ. There was a song in the Spirit, and I was really inspired with this message by a message that I read of Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans, who was a medical doctor and healed, raised up from a deathbed, spent the rest of her life speaking, preaching divine healing. And she said that the Lord gave a song in the Spirit to her sister, Sister Amy Yeomans. In fact, she got a lot of them. Dr. Yeomans published a book, Gold of Ophir. It's not in print anymore. I have one of them. Many, many songs that were given to her sister, you know, in the Spirit as she was singing. Sometimes she'd sing them in tongues and then sing the interpretation in English, you see, and sometimes just by prophecy. And so here was that. I thought it's a good song that fit what I'm saying to you. Step out into the light and stay there. Walk there, sit down there. Step out into the light and grow there. Praise the living word. In Jesus all is bright, so live there. Rest there, abide there. Step out into the light. Pass on through faith to sight the light of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Well, now, you see, the text there in Malachi said, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Jesus is that Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. So we see him in this ninth chapter of Matthew, and that 35th verse, we see him in manifestation. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Well, now, this does not tell us in this particular verse about some of the individual cases, but it does tell us that something about his ministry. It tells us of the work of Jesus the Savior and the Healer. It's described here in the New Testament. First of all, number one, he had a definite method in his ministry. Did you notice that? I said he had a definite method in his ministry. He had a definite method and order in the performance of his ministry. Number one, teaching. Number two, preaching. Number three, healing. That's the order. First things first. Oh, how much better off we'd be if we listened to the Bible and put first things first. But so often, you see, we want the blessings that God promises. We want the benefits that he says are ours, but we don't want to take the steps to get there. Now, for instance, Jesus himself said right here in the same book of Matthew, just prior to this 8th and 9th verses or chapters, but seek ye first, you know, towards the end of the 6th chapter, but seek ye first. Now, he's talking about putting first things first. Seek ye first. Now, to understand what he means by first, see, go back and read the rest of the chapter or what the verses that went before. And you see, he's talking about material things, financial things, something to eat, something to wear, something to drink. He's talking about the natural things of life that we need and he wants us to have in abundance. For he said, if ye be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But, you see, seek ye first. Something to eat, something to drink? No. Seek ye first the material? No. Seek ye first the financial? No. Seek ye first the good of the land? No. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Now, I think some people thought it meant it'd be subtracted from you. But no, they'll be added to you. But under what condition? By putting first things first. You see, God wants to prosper his people. He says so in his word. But you don't seek prosperity first. You seek him who's the author of prosperity. Seek first. Now listen, listen. God wants to heal his people. He wants his people well. But did you know you don't seek healing first? You seek him first. You put him first. Amen. See, a lot of folks want the healing that he offers and the healing that he has and the healing that he's provided. But what about him? You see, well, some are afraid because they know that if they crown him Lord of their lives, he's going to want to be Lord of their lives. Amen. Isn't that right? You can't be the Lord of your own life and him be the Lord of your life. So let's learn to put first things first. All right, in the ministry of Jesus then. Do you suppose he followed that order? I'm certain that he did. What did he put first? Well, with Jesus, first teaching. That's the first thing that he does is teach. He teaches first. Heals first? No, he doesn't heal first. He teaches. What do you mean he teaches? He reveals to man God's will for him. He reveals to man God's will for him. He shows man how far he's wandered from it. But thank God he doesn't leave him there. Then he preaches. To preach means to proclaim. He proclaims to man the salvation, the deliverance, the healing that's provided for him through Christ Jesus, which accepted by faith, brings him into perfect harmony with the divine will. And then third, he heals. That is, he removes from the human bodies the results of sin. You see, sickness and disease is the results of sin. I didn't say you'd sinned. You may have. Remember Jesus said to one fellow one time that he had healed. He said to him, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you. But it's safe to say sickness and disease is the result of sin. If nothing else, Adam sinned in the beginning. If Adam hadn't sinned and exposed the whole human race to sin and the devil and sickness, it wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have it. Sickness and disease is a result of sin. Now, I didn't say that you are sick because you sinned. I didn't say that, you understand. You see, this is God's order. I said, this is God's order. Teaching, preaching, healing. All you students, listen to that now. And remember that it is unchanging. God's order never changes. It's important that we know that. Now, sometimes here's something that's so important, so important. And you can see it from what we're saying to you. Sometimes people who come to be healed in our own meetings, and I've heard it for years, I've heard it from other people's meetings. Reading after Dr. Yeoman, she had the same complaint that was given to her. Those dear ones come, you know, and they feel rather impatient and rather put out. When instead of just praying at once and getting them immediately delivered and healed, delivered from everything, we, just like Dr. Yeomans did, we just prayerfully and deliberately and reverently feed them on the Word, teach them the Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply to Rhema Bible College.
We
have the fall and spring intake.
Yes.
It's at Rhema.
We're taking applications right now.
rbtc.org.
In fact, you know, Rhema graduation is this month. It is May the 16th right here on the Rhema campus. It's going to be live streamed. So if you want to know more about Rhema, what's happening at Rhema Bible Training College, you can go and you can live stream that.
Right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.